सखनावतु सखनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम अर्जुन उवाच संन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च शंससि यच्छ्रेययेतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच संन्यासकर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयसकरावुभौ तयोस्तु कर्मसन्न्यासात् कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते। ज्ञेयस्य नित्यसन्न्यासी यो न द्वेष्टि न काङ्क्षति। No, that's not the point. Anashrita. Fifth chapter now. Okay. Nyayasya nitya sanyasi yona dveshti na kankshati. Yeah. That's okay. Sri Bhagavan uvacha anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yaha सन्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न चाक्रियः यं सन्यासमिति प्राहुः योगं तं विद्धि पाण्डव न ह्यसन्न्यस्तसङ्कल्पः योगी भवति कश्चन आरुरुक्षोर्मुनेर्योगम् कर्मकारणमुच्यते। योगारूढस्य तस्यैव शमःकारणमुच्यते। यदा हिनेन्द्रियार्थेषु न कर्मस्वनुसज्जते सर्वसंकल्पसन्यासी योगारूढस्तदोच्यते। उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानम् नात्मानमवसादयेत् आत्मैव ह्यात्मनो बन्धुः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः। सो ए लाइफ ऑफ कर्मयोग इज नेसेसरी। योगम आरुरुक्षोः मुनेः कर्म कारणम् उच्यते। सो योगम इज अंतकरण शुद्धि साधनम् चित्त नैश्चल्य साधनम्। अंतकरण शुद्धि साधनम् एंड ऑल्सो चित्त नैश्चल्य साधनमपि योगः। ಯೋಗಿನ ಕರ್ಮ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಸಂಗಂ ತೆಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಆತ್ಮಶುದ್ಧಯೇ. ಆತ್ಮಶುದ್ಧಿ ಕೇಳಿ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ the hold of raga dveshas. And the hold of duritas also. Neutralize the duritas. So once raga dveshas, virulence, likes and dislikes, their virulence is neutralized. The vega, the force of this ragadvesha, one's own likes and dislikes, that is taken away, is neutralized. Then one doesn't have any pressure to transgress dharma. Dharma is Ishvara's manifestation. Therefore, one's conformity to a life of dharma becomes easy. Why it becomes easy? Because there is no pressure. The pressure is not there. Ragadveshas become angels, become vibhutis. Ragadvesha means desires. And therefore, desires are vibhuti of Ishvara. Ambitions, desires are a manifestation of Ishvara. And this Ishvara's manifestation in the form of dharma in our heads, common sense bond dharma value structure, universal value structure, without being educated, everybody has this. And that is Ishvara's manifestation. And since we have the freedom, we can abuse our free will. But that abuse is not there because I am able to conform to Ishvara in the form of dharma. How? By removing my desires. The desires removing this force, the pressure that is there in as a potential in every desire. A desire to possess. A desire to possess possesses a person, is possessed by the desire. And being possessed by the desire, the person is driven. And there is no more on the driver's seat. The person is driven. One is driven, one becomes blind to the means. This is human frailty. And therefore one compromises with the means. One doesn't mind cutting corners. Why cutting corners? Diagonally one can go. Not just this much. Go. Even though there is a trespass board, no trespass. You remove the board and walk as though there is no prohibition. So this transgression becomes very blatant. Because of the pressure, and therefore a life lived in a purposefully, meaningfully amounts to neutralizing this pressure of raga-dvesha, for which one has to understand the background topics for healthy attitudes. The background topics are understanding of Ishvara and Ishvara's manifestation of Dharma and my conformity to Dharma itself is a Purushartha. That is the most crucial thing. Dharma as a Purushartha, as an end to be accomplished. And therefore the human frailty is acknowledged. And prayerfully one can seek help. And thereby one can accomplish this as an end, conformity to Dharma. That is why I am afraid of these theologies which indoctrinate people to going against the Samanya Dharma itself is made Dharma for the sake of God. You can understand how it is diabolic it is. It's not theology, it is diabology. Highly diabolic. You convert a simple, faithful person into a human bomb. Into a missionary who doesn't mind justifying the means because the end is noble, according to them. So that's why I say this is highly irresponsible, very dangerous is this theology. People don't understand the seriousness of this theological misinterpretations which turn people against people. You can't set people against people. And we have enough causes of destruction to deal with, natural. But this is not right. It's against yoga. So yoga is conformity to a life that will help me conform to Dharma, which is Ishvara. I mean, Dharma, that is Ishvara. And any discipline I follow, is meditation and so on, also which are helpful to my chitta sthairya, naishchalya, a certain composure, certain capacity to enjoy space and freedom over the ways of my thinking, inner leisure, all these are a must for this self-knowledge. So, arurukshor munehe yogam karanam uchyate. And sarvakarma sannyasa is only possible for Yogarudha. And the sarvakarma sannyasa or sarvakarma sannyasaya sannyasa. A sannyasa for sarvakarma sannyasa. A life of renunciation of karma means renunciation of karma becomes renunciation of means for yoga. Yoga is chitta sthairya and chitta naishchalya and chitta shuddhi sadhana. And I am giving up the means for chitta shuddhi. And I expect sannyasa phalam, sarvakarma sannyasa. Is it possible? So you want to bypass chitta shuddhi? So you can't bypass chitta shuddhi and gain self-knowledge. Nahi. In India you can get even doctorate without going to high school. But not in life. And therefore, we have got a Dr. Kalinger. He didn't pass SSLC. He told something nice yesterday. Do you know that? He said, he opened a new building for a yoga institute. One Desikacharya, Iyengar yoga people. So Iyengar yoga is Pune, but this Desikacharya, Iyengar yoga's guru, Krishnamacharya, and his son, that is a separate institution. And he has built a new building, and this Desikacharya opened a new building, and then Kalinger came, Karunanidhi came to open the building. Why? Because he is one of the students of Desikacharya, yoga student. And he told that I am able to do my work, etc. At this age, I can walk up the staircase all because of yoga. I do yoga. At least he has said something nice, eh? Yoga. And he has been doing yoga and it has helped him. Desikacharya. And Desikacharya told him that he is a good yoga student. And Kalinger says that I never received a certificate in my life. he says my yoga guru certificate is very valuable to me. So he uses the word guru. Yoga guru certificate. Abba. So I was so pleased. So some change of heart is taking place at the age of 80. And something good is happening. Eh? You tell that. You... So this sarvakarma sannyasa is, it is pure self-knowledge. I am not a karta. Kartrutvam is found to be false. It's not given up. Somebody said, by giving up one's kartrutvam is called sarvakarma sannyasa. Eh? You don't give up. It is not there. What is there to give up? Knowing the Atma to be free from doership is called sarvakarma sannyasa. So this sarvakarma sannyasa, jnana lakshanam it is, దిస్ సర్వకర్మ సన్యాస లక్షణ జ్ఞానం, ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గెయిన్ యోగా, ఇ రిక్వైర్ యూ షుడ్ బి యోగా రూఢ. సో యోగారూఢస్య తస్యైవ శవః కారణముచ్యతే. మీన్ సన్యాస శవః హియర్ ఇస్ సర్వ సన్యాస కర్మ సన్యాస. బికమ్స్ ద కారణ ఫర్ మోక్ష. దెర్ఫోర్ దిస్ యోగారూఢ బికమ్స్ జ్ఞానారూఢ ఆల్సో. హీ ఈజ్ ద వన్ హూ బికమ్స్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యోగా. దెర్ఫోర్ ది యోగారూఢ, ద వర్డ్ ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ ఫార్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఏ జ్ఞాని ఆర్ ఏ పర్సన్ who has accomplished yoga. Almost, you know, a yoga ruda can be a sannyasi, a yoga ruda can be an accomplished yogi, a karma yogi, accomplished karma yogi, and the yoga ruda can be a jnani. Understand now, a sannyasi is a yoga ruda, can be a yoga ruda. A successful karma yogi is yoga ruda, means he is no more subject to any pressure of raga dvesha. So a successful karma yogi may not be a sannyasi. So by a life of karma yoga, one can be a successful karma yogi. Or he can take to sannyasa also is a yoga ruda. Then, if that person comes to know, then also he is a successful further yoga ruda. Means complete bhakta. The word bhakta is used for a jnani. A jignasu also is a bhakta. Jnani also is a bhakta. Is another word here. A karma yogi becomes yoga ruda. A sannyasi can be yoga ruda. A jnani also becomes a yoga ruda. Therefore, the next sloka is, this yoga ruda finally is యదా హి నేంద్రియార్థేషు కర్మసు న అనుషజ్యతే సర్వసంకల్ప సన్యాసి యోగారూఢస్తదోచ్యతే. లుక్ అట్ దట్, ద మీన్స్ అండ్ ద ఎండ్ ఆర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ద సేమ్. ఇఫ్ లెట్ అస్ టేక్, ఇఫ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని is all compassion, if he is absolute compassion, if a jnani is all compassion, and then to be all compassion, the person has to be compassionate, correct? This compassionate, self-centered person is not going to become compassionate. One fellow said, you know, everybody is talking about himself, herself only. Nobody. Everybody is talking about himself, herself. I am the only one who talks, who thinks about myself. Nobody thinks about myself. I am the only one who thinks about myself. Everybody talks about himself. And this, you have to think about this, okay? And so, this, you need to be compassionate to discover that spontaneous compassion, natural compassion. You have to act compassionately to be compassionate. You have to fake it to make it. You need to act compassionately, act lovingly to discover love. And that is how compassion is discovered, means it is identical with self-knowledge. It's not separate from self-knowledge. It's a dynamic expression of self-knowledge alone. And therefore, so the means and the end are most the same. So the happy alone discover I am. I am the fullness, the happiness. It is not the sad suddenly one day discovers I am all happiness. That means a little unhinged, that's all. And so you, it is the happy person who discovers myself being happy. The means in the end are not completely different. That's why it's a, the transition even is not seen. It's a, the between the bud that is begin to open and then becoming a full blossom flower. It doesn't, it's always opening. It's already begin opening and keeps opening. It becomes, it's a very silent, quiet thing that happens. The transition is not in fits and starts. It's not a gradual also, little bit. It's like flower opening, a bud opening. And so it's not seen, it's not visible at the same time it's visible, it becomes clear. Therefore the means and the end are almost the same. And therefore the words also are used like that here. And that person, yada, sarva sankalpa sannyasi. Yogarudaha, sarva sankalpa sannyasi, yogarudastadochate. Yada, tada, iti. When? Condition is said here. Karmasu na anushajjate. Look at this now. Two levels. At the yoga level, yoga rudatva level, jnani level also. Karmasu na anushajjate. With reference to actions, the person is not at all affected. Unaffected in all actions. So unaffected in all actions in the sense, whatever is to be done, the person does. Karma yogi. Let us look at the karma yogi. Whatever is to be done, the person does. Whatever is not to be done, he doesn't do. Therefore, where is guilt for him? There is no guilt. Karma phalam also, ishta or anishta, whether it is what is up to the mark of expectation or less than expectation or even opposite to expectation, the person is not affected. Okay? Karma includes karma phala also. So karma phalas do not affect the person. because of the prasada buddhi. Karma also doesn't affect the person because his agadveshas do not take him for a ride. What is to be done, he is able to do conforming to dharma. That is what is called dharma, conforming to dharma. Kula dharma, ashrama dharma, varna dharma, samuha dharma, desha dharma, kala dharma. All various levels of duties and responsibilities. The one who is able to fulfill all of them without big murmur, that is important. Without murmur. In the beginning, complaining. All the time, complaining. I have to do all this, I have to do this, I have to only, nobody does it. Why they should not do it? Why I should do it all the time? He does it also. So, this is. This is the first step. Then second step, apne aap talking, doing. Previously screaming and doing, now apne aap talking. Himself talking to himself and then doing. Then begins enjoying what he is doing. And what he is supposed to do. So when one is able to enjoy what one is supposed to do, that person has made it. And the one who always looks for those things that he likes to do, not the one that he doesn't want to do but he has got to do, that fellow has to make it, okay? What else I can say? Has to make it. So this is the process of growing. Karmasu nanusajjate. And therefore, so indriyarteshu api na anusajjate. So karma paleshu, indriyarteshu, with reference to various objects, situations, etc. Indriyartas means situations and karma palas, objects. They don't completely throw the person out of gear. Then the person is called yoga rudaha. This is yogi. Then who is a jnani? Then sarva sankalpa, then jnani is, he is jnani also. That person becomes a jnani. He is also yoga ruda. Because yoga ruda alone becomes a jnani. When is a yoga ruda and when he is a jnani, how are you going to find out? It's all the way. This yoga rudaha. Karmasu na anusajjate. No matter what the person does, having lived already a life of karma yoga, what the person does is always what is to be done. And then also there is no sense of doership. Doer I am not the doer. So doer I am not the doer, mean the role I am, the person is not the role. Between the role and the person, the space is purely self-awareness, identity awareness. And therefore here self-identity awareness, Atma is akarta. I am a non-doer, non-experiencer also. And no experience is without me. No doing without me. But I am free from doership and experiencership, enjoyership. Therefore, karmasu na anusajjate. In all situations, indriyarteshu, in all situations, deshesu, kaleshu, at all times, in all places, na anushajjate. And that person who is sarva sankalpa sannyasi, and who's the one who is a renunciate of all sankalpas, I am the karta, this is the thing to be done by me. And these are the things to be done by me. The list of krityam is called sankalpa. The bundle. Sankalpa. Krityam to be done by me. These are the things to be accomplished by me. Everybody has a long list. The list is not small, you know. It's a long list. The list for you know, retirement, after retirement. So after retirement, what I will do? So people already plan. Retirement plan is there. Up to 40, you want to make it. After 40, how am I going to survive after retirement? The whole thing is already made, you know. After 40, you give up. Now, the only plan is how to retire safely, that's all. So it's a survivor plan afterwards. We are funny people. And so we up to 40, we don't think about retirement. You want to make it. And afterwards, you know, after how to retire safely. Retirement plan. So the long range plan. After retirement, I will study Gita. So till retirement, I will suffer. So there is a long range plan is there. Krityam. To be done, to be accomplished. And there are so many small goals, etc. All these are called kritya. Krita krityaha. Living a life of karma yoga and gaining the knowledge, the person becomes yogarudaha. Yogarudaschet sarva sankalpa sannyasi cha bhavati. Is free from all krityas, all the sankalpas are already renounced. It is not according to him. You say you want to be a sannyasi by giving up activities. But a yoga ruda becomes sarva sankalpa sannyasi. You give up activities in order to achieve something, yoga kritya. But living a life of karma yoga, you can become a sarva sankalpa sannyasi, real sannyasi, sarva karma sannyasi. Lord Krishna, of course, goads Arjuna to be a karma yogi, naturally. Because Arjuna wants to run away. Krishna says, there is no reason to run away. What do you want to accomplish by running away? You can accomplish by not running away. That is one thing. But by run away is easier. By running away, you won't accomplish. That is another problem. By running away, you won't accomplish. But what you hope to accomplish by running away, by living a life of sannyasi, to live a life of a sannyasi, you can accomplish it here. But then you have an option. That option also is swallowed. Even that is not possible because you have to be a yoga rudra to become a sarvaskalpa sannyasi, sarvasankalpa sannyasi. You will only be a karma sannyasi. That is the whole thesis. By being a karma sannyasi, there is no guarantee you will become a sarvasankalpa sannyasi. But yoga rudaschet, you will be a sarvasankalpa sannyasi, definitely. And yoga rudaha you do not become unless you live a life of yoga. Arurukshor munir yogam karma karanam ucchate. Therefore what? Uddhare dātmanātmānam. Uddhare dātmanātmānam. Nātmānam avasādayet. Ātmai vahyātmano banduhu. Atmaiva ripuratmanaha. Therefore, uddharet atmanatmanam. This is a, there are so many confusing verses in the Gita. This is one of them. Verses are not confusing. The translations are very confusing. You will find all capital S and small S. Uddhared Atman Atmanam. Atmanam Atmana Uddhared. Uddhared. Hring prapane. Urdvam haret. Ut. Upar leyana. Urdvam nayet. May one bring oneself up. Haul oneself up. That means the fellow is out, down. So, may one haul oneself up, pull oneself up. Okay. Urdvam haret, niche se. Uddharet. Atmanam, oneself. I want to be saved. I want a savior. So people want savior. The savior psychology. The savior psychology is psychology. That is psychology. And the theology also fits well. So that means psychology born theology. And so the theology also is savior only. The savior psychology, as long as it is there, you always want others to save you. This other to save you is not a help. You can take help from others. But taking help is your effort, correct? It's your own. In fact, you are saving yourself by taking help. Uddhared atmanatmanam. Atmana, because the whole thing is centered on your choice, sweet choice. That is why it is desiderative verb we have. So like jignasa, jignasasva. Jignasasva, look at that word, jignasasva. May you desire to know Brahman, know yourself. May you desire to know. Means what? May you choose to know. Desire to know is choose. May you choose to know Brahman. Because you are Brahman already. And therefore you can't become Brahman by stumbling upon Brahman. One thing that you can't accidentally meet with, you know, is what? Is Brahman. Is yourself. Yourself being Brahman. Because self is Brahman. Self is limitless, the whole you are not going to accidentally meet with. You will only say, I had one experience, Swamiji, the other day. It was so bewitching experience. That is also bewitching only. And so, it was so good experience, Swamiji. It was so, what? Come on, tell me what. It was all one experience, one. Yeah. But now what? Now what? You understand how dumb this experience is? Now also it is one. Now it is one. Yes, that is the truth. You understand? And therefore, you have to choose. You have to make a choice. And it is a choiceless choice. Really, if you really analyze your experiences, all choices disappear. In this there is no choice. You have choice only Coke or Pepsi. That is all choice. There is not much choice. What choice you have got to be happy or unhappy? Do you have a choice? You don't have a choice. So choosing to know becomes more and more choiceless the more you come to know the topic. Therefore, here Bhagavan makes an appeal. Ye uddharet. Atmanam uddharet. Urdvam nayet atmana. By your own choice, by your own effort, wherever effort is required, by choosing a lifestyle. Uddharet atmanatmanam. You have to bless yourself. Because one can very easily condemn oneself. There is enough reason to condemn yourself. Everybody is a born loser. Because you can always say, I am ignorant. You can always say, I am ignorant. I am very poor. You can always say, I am poor. Even the richest man again poor. Even the president of this country can say, I am helpless. He has to say, I am helpless. When this came, this what you call storm, the cyclone, etc. came, what can you do? The president has to come out of his holiday. He comes out of holiday in order to do some work. So he needs holiday because there is so much work. Must be work. And he gives holiday. And he comes out of holiday. What can he do? Comes out of holiday. What can he do? You are going to... Nothing has been done. Nothing. You can't do anything. He cut the holidays. So, what? That is only for the public sake. So he came. He left the holiday. Then also somebody is going to tell there, in the holiday also, there also. Here also somebody is going to tell. You are not going to go there and then to New Orleans and then do some work. Now it is expected, correct? But the public will say he is holidaying. So, he has to do something. And when Rome is burning, Nero is fiddling. So, what will Nero do? Go and bring some buckets of water? All anxiety. What can you do? So there are enough reasons to complain and look down upon yourself. There are enough reasons to recognize how grateful one can be. Enough reasons to be grateful. Enough reasons. Therefore, you first bless yourself. Natmanam avasadayat. Atmanam na avasadit. Avasadaram na kuryat. Never look down upon yourself. You are the worst enemy to yourself. Very easy. You always say that, oh, I am useless. You have to go on telling you are not useless. You say, you are very useful. What I am useful. At least I can talk to you. You are useful. Correct? If you are not there, I will be lonely. And so... and therefore, what I say, so you can always complain that I am useless. There is enough reason for one to look down upon oneself, and there are enough reasons for one to look up to oneself. The self is already limitless. You cannot be improved upon. You are the whole. This is the greatest insight. Whether you understand this or not, you can have, how well you understand this, you can have this one thing certain. If there is such a thing as whole, there must be such a thing as whole. All that is there is one whole. How can anybody miss this and that whole cannot be separate from you? What is the problem? What is the problem? Better to be a reptile
If you stand on your leg, you're not a reptile, okay? Crawling, slithering reptile. And if your head is on your shoulders, this much you should know. The whole cannot be separate from you. You plus whole doesn't exist. And the whole cannot be made up of patches either. All that is there is one whole. You are that whole. Hey! And then say, bah! You look up to yourself now, correct? Or you can say, look at me, credit card report. You got enough reasons to complain about idiot. And therefore, so atmanam natmanam avasadayet. Atmaiva hatmano banduhu. Atmaiva ripuratmanaha. Hey, you are your worst enemy. Don't think there is an enemy outside. You are inimical to yourself. Atmaiva atmano banduhu. You are, bandhu means anukulakari. You are the one who can give a helping hand to yourself. You are the one who can pull the rug under your feet. You can sweep yourself down. Or you can haul yourself up. Both you can do. What a sentence, you know. So the more, the next time when you come, so you will learn from Swamiji. So thank you. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Arihi Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Arihi Om.